This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. I mean, pay attention. And once you pay attention, be part of the solution. I'm hoping that today, we're going to find out more about Herr Fauci. Right? A new documentary coming up here soon on the real Anthony Fauci. Jeff Hayes is a producer of such films. He's included on the on his list. The Native Soil was nominated for an Academy Award. Fahrenheit 9-1-1. Quack, Doctored, and so many others. So, we'll get into this soon, but I mean, seriously, Fauci has doubled his fortune. It's the same thing with these people. Don't you love it? It is the same thing with these people that, the ones that want to keep telling you, oh, Congress, our Congress people, other people that work in the government, that go there as paupers. They go there with nothing. And somehow, some way, in some form, they become millionaires. I wish, do they have a class on this? Do they have a class to say, you know, join the government or get elected to office and become a millionaire? And Fauci already being the highest paid person on the guy, I mean, I think he makes more than the president by a few thousand dollars. But think about that. Yeah, it's like, no thank you. Supreme Court vacates a Massachusetts gun control ruling. So another victory for the Second Amendment. Now, it's been a few months since the 6-3 conservative majority of the Supreme Court expanded. I love the way they do this, by the way, when they write these stories. Who says it's because of the conservative majority? I mean, I wish they'd stop doing that. It should be based on the Constitution itself. Now, Clarence Thomas is going to make a comment later on. It's so true. Which is, there's no caveat in the Second Amendment. It's not any different than the rest of the other ones. So, according to the writer, he thinks that the 6-3 conservative majority on the Supreme Court weakens the state's ability to limit the carrying of guns. No, it doesn't. And I'm not so sure that our founding fathers really wanted to limit wanted the states to limit carrying of guns. Seriously. Now, this week, the Supreme Court ordered a lower court in Massachusetts to vacate its ruling on the state's gun control law. It wants us to reconsider the case of Moran and Liver. Now, the state's law was imposing, ready for this one, lifetime bans on purchasing handguns on anyone convicted of a non-violent misdemeanor. Isn't that amazing? That's fast. The law also conflicts with a major area addressed in the 6-3 summer ruling in New York State, which quashed New York's unconstitutional regime ruling of a proper cause to obtain concealed carry handgun permit. Now, Massachusetts law has been like that for a long time. If you want to carry a pistol, you have to prove your case. Right? It's just amazing. Now, Justice Thomas wrote the majority in the Brunn case, underscoring that the Constitution's Second Amendment is not a second-class right. It doesn't have a different body of rules, right? Nothing changes for it just because it has to do with guns. So, Monday's decision by the High Court to vacate the lower court ruling is a big deal. Right? I hope it's sending messages out to states and other federal courts that, you know, they need to knock it off. Now, history shows that peaceable persons have full Second Amendment rights. The Firearm Policy Coalition wrote a piece in March. Yet across the country, many continue to be denied their right to keep and bear arms based on nonviolent offenses. The remaining of Massachusetts case signals that the High Court is eager to see state laws that correspond to the new Brunn standard. The Supreme Court has ordered the revisitation on gun-related cases related to magazine limits, too. Right? And to open carry. So the court will be revisiting in this session state laws that have to do with magazine limits. They've already shot California down, which is 10 rounds. The AR-15 bans and the open carry permitting. And this is just the first of a number of cases working up the court. Now, according to Jonathan Turley, a George Washington University law professor, when the states refuse to make exceptions, then the Supreme Court should get involved, should be involved with this. All right, we're going to find out who and what the real Anthony Fauci is all about. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
talent. That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Masuda, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You heard me talking in the last segment about Anthony Fauci, the newly rich, I mean extremely rich, Anthony Fauci. And what I thought was interesting was before deciding to do the show of this segment, I was looking at some of their income and some of the money they've made. And when you look at how much their wealth, if you would, has increased, it's increased, especially in the last year, by almost, from 7.5 to 12.6 million. Right? That's 5 million bucks. I would love to be able to pull that off. I mean, I'm always amazed the Congress people go in with barely nothing, maybe three suits and a car that can barely make it to work. There must be some kind of class they teach in government when you're actually in there on how to pick the proper stocks. Because these people come out millionaires. And I don't mean a millionaire, I mean multi-millionaires. So Fauci and his wife's net worth increased quite a bit. He's already the highest paid government employee. So his pension is going to be fantastic. And I think he's going to, resign, retire, whatever word you want to call it. He's going to end up somewhere in, Peru or somewhere. Because they're not going to, I'm hoping that our guys don't let him go and don't let him go that easy. Jeff Hayes joins me. He's a film producer and he's produced such films as On Native Soil. He was nominated for an Academy Award, Fear and Hype 9/11, and so many others. And his new film, The Real Anthony Fauci, ought to be really, really cool to watch. And Jeff, thanks for joining me.
I'm so glad to be here. I have to smile at this class that they have in Congress. You might be right.
Well, you would think, listen, if you want to cure poverty, take that class and teach it all the
and
high
put
schools.
Put them in Congress. Right? No, just put them in Congress.
Oh, yeah, there you go. No, it is amazing to me. Okay, first, give us the 80,000-foot overview of the movie, and then we'll get into some of the details.
Yeah, so this film sprung from a book. Bobby Kennedy Jr. wrote a book this year that has been a phenomenon. It's one of the top-selling books of the year, The Real Anthony Fauci. It was a stunningly spectacular book, 650 pages, all of it documented, all of it researched, all of it footnoted,
wow.
And it sold 1 million copies. It was 17 weeks on the New York Times bestseller list, and it still to this day has not had one major media review. It's the most suppressed book of my lifetime. Bookstores wouldn't carry it. It was, the fact that this book sold 1 million copies is a miracle. It shows the hunger for this information. And I've always said, hey, if I can get somebody to actually buy and read a book, I can get 100 people to watch a film. And I've known Bobby for years. I called him and asked if he would allow me to make a documentary of the book. It was, a much shorter process. It only took a year, which normally takes us longer to make a documentary because he had already done all of the research, and all we had to do is go back and interview the people that he had found, and the story was staggering.
Bobby Kennedy almost had him on the show a few years back when we talked about the vaccine issue, because I know he's big into that, and it was just amazing some of the information that he had. But the other part of this, and I'm sure you already know this, he couldn't get a meeting with, now this is Bobby Kennedy Jr., he couldn't get a meeting with a Democrat here in California in the legislature. They didn't want to hear what he had to say. They're not interested in his vax issues or anything along those lines. And it just really shows you where the ideology is at. Well past them just being Democrats, doesn't it?
From a liberal standpoint, he was liberal royalty. His uncle was the president of the United States. His father was the attorney general of the United States. He wrote at will articles for the New York Times, opinion letters for the New York Times. He was loved and revered. He was an environmental lawyer that was responsible for cleaning up the Hudson Valley. And anyone would take his phone call.
Oh, yeah.
And as soon as he entered this issue, I'm friends with his sister who does not speak to him. I mean, this man is like Job, who has lost everything in this fight. And every single day news is coming out that is verifying that he has been right all along. I hope, like Job, he gets everything returned to him twice over, because he's been steadfast, he's been stoic, he doesn't complain, he just takes the arrows and keeps on moving. The book he wrote was the perfect basis for a film. You can see the trailer at TheRealAnthonyFauciMovie.com. It is so important. I'm so delighted to be with guys like you. Otherwise, I literally would have no way of letting anyone know that this film is available for free. I mean, we're putting it up for free for 10 days.
Wow.
The suppression that's already happened on this movie before we've even finished it. At YouTube, we had one of our editors edited a 10-minute segment and sent it to us to review on his private YouTube page, not public facing, required a password to even look at it, and YouTube took it down for violating their content policy. It literally, if not for people like you, I would be a tree falling in a forest with no one there.
Jeff, I've lost actually two channels on YouTube. I've lost 60,000 followers on Twitter and four, I think, Facebook pages, but not complaining here. I just think this is hilarious, right? So I did a special show, I think it was 2 hours, and it was on the fact and fiction of COVID-19. I had doctors on both sides of the issue. We were discussing, simply discussing, and that caused my whole channel to be pulled down. And you know nobody was reading it. They read the title, The Fact and Fiction of COVID-19. And that's all they needed. They don't want the truth out. It scares the bejesus out of these guys. Got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after this. All right. Got about 4 minutes.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Term Life Line script in 3, 2, 1. Term Life Insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Life Line.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Elon Musk is planning to go through the deal to buy Twitter. The Tesla CEO agreed to buy Twitter earlier this year for $44 billion, but changed course and tried to back out of the deal. Now Twitter says its intention is to close that deal. Twitter sued Musk to force him to go through with the purchase, and the two sides were set to go to court on the 17th. President Biden stunned viewers of a Hurricane Ian recovery briefing Wednesday by saying into a hot mic that no one F's with a Biden. The 79-year-old president made the unexpected vulgar remark about family loyalty to Fort Myers Mayor Ray Murphy after taking several questions from reporters. Gisele Bündchen was spotted without her wedding ring on the same day Page Six exclusively revealed that both she and husband Tom Brady had hired divorce lawyers. Photos show the Brazilian supermodel out with her kids but without her wedding ring Tuesday in Miami. This is USA Radio News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Show me to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, seriously. You have to be part of the solution, and the only way you can be is you've got to get informed, because if you keep spewing some of this crazy stuff, and I do mean there is some crazy theories out there, I'm going to take a minute for my guest time to say, Donald Trump, as much as you know I'm a supporter, will not be installed as president at the end of October. You guys are making us all look like fools. I'll get more than that in the third hour. There's no precedent for it. It's not going to happen. The Supreme Court has never taken a move like that in their lives. As a matter of fact, when it comes to politics or that political side, yeah, they may say there were illegal actions taken and people need to be brought up on them. They will not replace the president. Really that simple. So stop spending energy and time on that. And get with the reality of the stuff that we can change, that we can work on. Anyway, Joe Basile, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Jeff Hayes joins me. He's a filmmaker. His new film, The Real Anthony Fauci. You really need to know what he's about and what he's, you know, what drives him. And it's a little bit more than money, I am sure. But, Jeff, thanks for being with me.
I'm so glad to be here.
Now, you know, again, back to it's... He's got his hands in a lot of things, and he's been caught with the animal testing, which is a big deal. A lot of these, you know, a lot of Americans don't believe in animal testing for, you know, pharmaceuticals and such. And pharmaceutical companies are making buku bucks off of this. Think about this. This forced vaccine, if you would, they're not responsible for it, so there's no insurance issues with it. There's no worry about being sued to the point where you're going to shut the company down. I mean, this is a lot deeper than most people think it is, isn't it?
Oh, billions. And Moderna minted 5 billionaires out of that one company, new billionaires. You know, that was a company that had never had any success, and now we have 5 billionaires in just that one. You take Pfizer, who has pled guilty to numerous criminal offenses, And paid hundreds of millions in fines. And, you know, it used to be the Democrats that were standing up and say, hey, we've got to protect the people from big business, from big pharma. This role which that has happened is baffling to me as I've watched the Democrats become the lapdogs for Big Pharma as they've shoveled billions of our money into their pockets. I never would have imagined this in my lifetime.
I wouldn't either. You know, it's funny how when you, even as of late this year, where Nancy Pelosi was called on the carpet because of how much money they've made, the inside trading information they have, anybody else, the CEO would go to jail, right? But you have Congress people who are involved in the, you know, the Federal Exchange Commission, and they know what's going on. They have an upfront view as to what's happening, and yet there's no restriction on them buying stocks within a certain day period or what have you before this all goes down. It's just, it is totally hypocritical and amazing to me. I don't know what it's going to take to change it. Well, changing out Congress, but other than that.
Yeah, it's interesting as we developed this film. I was just only vaguely aware of Fauci. Suddenly he showed up. Excuse me. Suddenly he showed up, and he's this avuncular, grandfatherly, seemingly rational guy. And then a few little red flags as he reversed himself on mask and reversed himself on a few other things. And until I read Bobby's book, I had no idea his involvement in the AIDS epidemic and how he latched on when in 1984, that was a watershed year when he took over the infectious disease department for the NIH. It was a small department, not well funded, and infectious diseases were waning. It was, could have been a dead end position, and then AIDS happened. And he built his budget to $1.7 billion and then proceeded to decide what got funded and what didn't. The playbook that he created during the AIDS epidemic, where any repurposed drug that doctors were using successfully, cheap drugs that they were having good effects. If you remember the Matthew McConaughey movie, Dallas Buyers Club, where these guys with AIDS were having to smuggle drugs in from Mexico to keep themselves alive because they couldn't get them because Fauci would not approve them. In the meantime, he only would back AZT, which was the most deadly chemotherapy drug ever created up to that point. It was an astounding debacle, and once again, the amount of money that was made was staggering. He's promised an AIDS vaccine for 40 years. He promised it to Ronald Reagan that, it would have one by next year. They've spent $16 billion to create this vaccine, and we still don't have one. And after all this time, thousands upon thousands of lives have been lost in Africa where we've tested these vaccines in Africa on pregnant women, on children, on people that can't defend themselves. This is the same playbook that he took into COVID when he refused to listen to doctors that were actually treating people successfully with ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, cheap and available drugs, and said, no, we're going to, the only thing that we have studies on is remdesivir, which nurses started calling run death is near because it was such a deadly drug. I guarantee you, when Fauci got COVID twice after being quadruple vaccinated, he did not put himself on a course of remdesivir.
Yeah, it really interesting. I know, how do I say this without getting anybody in trouble? I know, personally know people and doctors who actually told some patients, get some ivermectin, get this, get that, do this, whatever the concoction was. And I know people that beat it in a matter of days. And I mean days. And you sit there and say, okay, you have something that works. You have something that you see that it works. And yet you're still prescribing. You're still doing things that are killing people. Actually killing people. And I think it's put a big damper in the, not just the government, but it's put a big damper in your doctors. The trust that we have in our medical system. don't you?
Well, they're in California now that Governor Newsom has signed into law that where if a doctor has an opinion that's outside of the government prescribed current medical thought, they can lose their license. And this is now, if you have doctors leaving California so they can continue to practice medicine. Suddenly, you have the government in between a doctor and his patient. This is a medical tyranny that we have never seen in this country. During COVID, the Bill of Rights was shredded as we lost every right except for the Second Amendment. I mean, we lost the right to gather, freedom of religion, freedom of the press. It was, and while this is happening, half of the public was for it, was clapping and supporting this.
And part of this, all of this, is they've been sold for years that the government has your best interest in mind, that we have we have these agencies that make sure the drugs are good and they'll work for you, and you look at all the things that the FDA approves, that the government approves, that you find out later on. I constantly joke that everything the FAA approves, there's usually a commercial that says, if you've been taking this drug, you're entitled to compensation, right? And it's constant, isn't it?
Over 100,000 people die a year from properly prescribed prescription drugs. Not mistakes. Properly prescribed prescription drugs, over 100,000 deaths a year, the equivalent of a 747 going down every single day. If a 747 went down every day, after a couple of days, it would make the news. And, the problem is so big. My contribution is this film. And I took a brilliantly researched book. And I think we've done a spectacular job. And now I just hope people get to see it.
All right, so we're going to go for a quick commercial. When we come back, then we'll discuss the film more, where people can get it, where they can see it, and then what happens if they procrastinate and don't see it within the 10 days. Joe Mattini, your host. Don't go far, people. A lot more coming up after the break.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe Mattini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, let me just get back to the conversation. You guys need to see this movie. You need to take the time to watch and understand, because a lot more information is just talking about how much money Fauci made. Jeff Hayes is a filmmaker or a producer. He's produced such films as On Native Soil, nominated for an Academy Award, Fair and Hype, 9/11, Quack, and so many others. And right now your movie, your newest movie, Jeff, is The Real Anthony Fauci. We can find it at TheRealAnthonyFauciMovie.com. And it releases when?
October 18th. And Joe, I have to correct one thing. That
correct
On Native
many
Soil
things.
Was shortlisted. All right. On Native Soil was shortlisted for an Academy Award. It wasn't nominated. There's a shortlist they do of, like, that year, I think, 8 films that they choose the 5 from. And so there was a mistake in our press release, and I had them correct it. But I'm always embarrassed when my meager accomplishments are exaggerated, so I do want to correct that.
Hey, the very fact that they even looked at it, if they knew who you were, is probably a miracle in and of itself.
is a miracle. And literally, that was the year March of the Penguins won, so I refer to them as those damn penguins. But the previous year, I had done a movie that was a response to Michael Moore's Fahrenheit 9/11. I did Fahrenheit 9/11 with Dick Morris and Ron Silver and Senator Zell Miller, and I threw Ann Coulter in it to just make everybody mad. And so I knew at that time my chances, you know, for my traditional films were doomed. But it needed to be said.
Yeah, that's why I get a kick out of that. Because like I said, I can tell, and you know, when Facebook used to change their algorithms in the middle of the week or weekends or whatever, you could always tell because they shadow banned us and we couldn't get anybody to watch anything. We went from 200 and some odd thousand views a night down to, you know, 10, whatever it was ridiculous. So when they would change their algorithms, for a day or 2 days, you would see our viewership go up immensely. And then it would just settle back down again. And you have to laugh and say, come on, if you're paying attention at all, you can see what's happening. Which is why you can't get your message out on Twitter or Facebook or any one of those things to think about. Probably would imagine even Instagram is pushing down your message, my message, and others as well.
I was spending $100,000 a month on Facebook until I did a series on COVID, and then they canceled my account and they will not take my money. That, you know, when somebody goes to the realanthonyfaucimovie.com, and you can see the trailer there now, that is, as soon as somebody's there, the next thing we ask them to do is please share this, because this really only survives as a grassroots effort. I did a movie in 2013 called Bought on Big Pharma, vaccines and GMOs. And we released that movie in this format where they could watch it free for 10 days. During that 10 days, I had 650,000 shares of that film. And a year later, it was banned, and you can't see that film anywhere.
Wow.
It's, you know, when one side is not allowed to speak, the other side can say anything they want.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, Jeff, we finally went to a different platform altogether that handles our videos. And, you know, they're flat out, we don't care what you put up there as long as it's not killing of another human being or, you know, calling for another, you know, group's death or what have you. You can put whatever you want up. And I've been there over 2 years. They've never stopped me from doing anything. They've never sent me a warning or anything along those lines. So I'm very, very happy with them. I was actually willing to call it out. I was on Vimeo. I lost, 6 years worth of videos over a 2.5 day period. I got 2 warnings. Now, I've been on there for years. Never got 1 warning. Got 2 warnings. Third warning said, you're done. You're gone. End of discussion. It's like, wow.
Yeah, Vimeo, I was paying $80,000 a year. Yep. I had 13 terabytes of storage on Vimeo. I did not have anything public facing for an entire year. So it was just my own storage. And Vimeo sent us a notice that said, we found vaccine misinformation on your site, and you have 3 days to remove this content or we're erasing your account. So we built our own platform.
Yep.
And even so, during this 10-day free viewing period from October 18th, we will still probably have to play cat and mouse.
Oh yeah,
but
they're not going to make it
easy
for you.
We built a rock solid platform, but I have no idea what we're going to be dealing with, and that is just to show a documentary of a book that was 17 weeks on the New York Times bestseller list.
Yeah, it doesn't matter how great it is; they're going to make it as hard as humanly possible for you to get anything out there that has a real information in it. They don't want the real information. And I'm glad you built your own platform because, again, it does make it easier. We actually even had emails, Gmails, that people were getting and said to me, hey, it says this is coming from a spam site. These were people who were receiving emails about the show for years. All of a sudden it was coming from a spam site. So they are beating their brains out And right now we do a few things with text because they haven't squelched text as of yet. But give them time. They'll figure that one out as well. So,
okay. Just based on that comment, that's my big fear. And based on that comment, I'm going to add a mobile phone collection box to our page, which we were talking about yesterday. And as you know, it's fairly expensive to collect text numbers and then send them out efficiently, especially in large numbers. But just based on your comment, we were talking about it yesterday, and I'm going to put a text box on there.
Very cool.
If we do have that problem, we can at least get it to the people who want to see it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and again, it's one of those things where it's almost like, thank God they're playing catch-up at times because they can't think it through, and it makes it really hard because text is exactly that. It's text. It's really hard to read through that stuff. So, but anyway, let's get back to the film for a second because a couple of questions. The film is about Fauci, from the age time all the way through to today?
Yes.
Okay.
And there were parts of the book, the last part of the book, where he goes into the tabletop war games that have been played where they planned for a coronavirus and what the response would be. And these are all published. The videos you can see, they're in the film. And at these tabletop games where they game this out, would have people from the press. The New York Times was usually present. We had public policy experts. We had, of course, people from WHO. You had, but there was always someone from the CIA there. And it's like, this is an intelligence agency. They're not involved in public health. Why are they there? Event 201 was 6 weeks before the coronavirus was found in Wuhan, the first time they announced it. And they played out a coronavirus spreading across the country. They had news reports, showing it. And then they tabletop their strategy for how do they get rid of people that are the anti-vaccine, how do they get rid of these voices, how do they suppress that, how do they get people to take a vaccine. The entire playbook of what happened right afterwards was done 6 weeks before. And it's all there in the public record for you to see. The money behind this, it was staggering, and the money that was made continues to be staggering.
Oh, pharmaceuticals were, big money makers to begin with. This was a unfettered way for them to make money at this, point in time, right? I mean, seriously.
With no liability and with the way completely paved for them, the sleds were greased by the revolving door between the people making the policy and then, they leave or retire from public service and suddenly they have high-paying jobs. There was a great series on Hulu called Dope Sick about the Sackler family and Purdue Pharmaceutical and the opiate crisis. And they showed in this, Michael Keaton was in it. It was literally spectacular. And they showed the bribery to the people at the FDA and how those people, the guy who was giving them the free pass to make their claims that, the OxyContin wasn't addictive. And when he leaves the FDA, of course, he ends up at Purdue Pharma. And I'm picturing this writer in L.A. writing this film, sitting at his typewriter alone in his room, wearing a mask with a vaccine in his arm, calling out the complete deceptiveness and corruptness of the FDA and this pharmaceutical company. And yet is not able to say these are the exact same people that are putting this vaccine into and wanting to put it into 6 month old babies.
We're up against it, Jeff. I wish we could keep going. People, go over to TheRealAnthonyFauciMovie.com. TheRealAnthonyFauciMovie.com. Jeff, keep up the good work. Really appreciate what you're doing.